Principle 1.2. Have integrity and demand it from others. Integrity comes from the Latin word integritas, meaning one or whole. People who are one way on the inside and another way on the outside, that is, not whole, lack integrity. They have duality instead. While presenting your view as something other than it is can sometimes be easier in the moment because you can avoid conflict or embarrassment or achieve some other short-term goal, the second and third order effects of having integrity and avoiding duality are immense. People who are one way on the inside and another on the outside become conflicted and often lose touch with their own values. It's difficult for them to be happy and almost impossible for them to be their best. Aligning what you say with what you think and what you think with what you feel will make you much happier and much more successful. Thinking solely about what's accurate instead of how it is perceived pushes you to focus on the most important things. It helps you to sort through people and places because you'll be drawn to people and places that are open and honest. It's also fairer to those around you. Making judgments about people so that they are tried and sentenced in your head without asking for their perspective is both unethical and unproductive. Having nothing to hide relieves stress and builds trust. A. Never say anything about someone that you wouldn't say to them directly, and don't try people without accusing them to their face. Criticism is welcomed and encouraged at Bridgewater, but there is never a good reason to badmouth people behind their back. It is counterproductive and shows a serious lack of integrity. It doesn't yield any beneficial change, and it subverts both the person being badmouthed and the environment as a whole. Next to being dishonest, it is the worst thing you can do in our community. Managers should not talk about people who work for them if they are not in the room. If someone is not present at a meeting where something relevant to them is discussed, we always make sure to send them a recording of the meeting and other relevant information. B. Don't let loyalty to people stand in the way of truth and the well-being of the organization. In some companies, employees hide their employers' mistakes, and employers do the same in return. This is unhealthy and stands in the way of improvement because it prevents people from bringing their mistakes and weaknesses to the surface, encourages deception, and eliminates subordinates' right of appeal. The same thing applies to the idea of personal loyalty. I have regularly seen people kept in jobs that they don't deserve because of their personal relationship to the boss, and this leads to unscrupulous managers trading on personal loyalties to build fiefdoms for themselves. Judging one person by a different set of rules than another is an insidious form of corruption that undermines the meritocracy. I believe in a healthier form of loyalty founded on openly exploring what is true. Explicit, principled thinking and radical transparency are the best antidotes for self-dealing. When everyone is held to the same principles and decision-making is done publicly, it is difficult for people to pursue their own interests at the expense of the organization's. In such an environment, those who face their challenges have the most admirable character. When mistakes and weaknesses are hidden, unhealthy character is rewarded instead.